The second Shavuos parak vav mishnah aleph Shavuos hadayanim. This parak will be discussing a Shavuos that the dayanim forced somebody to make. This is referring to a Shavuos moda b'miksas, which is somebody makes a claim against somebody else, and the other person partially admits to that claim. In such a case, the Torah is mechayev that person to take a Shavuos that he does not owe the full amount of the claim. Now, this is called a Shavuos hadayanim as opposed to the Shavuos that we discussed in the previous prakim, which is Shavuos bitut, Shavuos eidus, and Shavuos hapikaron. Those are not shvuas that the dayanim force you to make. Instead, they're shvuas that you make on your own, as opposed to a shvuas moda b'miksas. If somebody admits partially to the claim, Bezdin is mechayev that person to take a shvua that he does not owe the full amount. Hatayner shtei kesef b'hahoda b'shavar pruta. When are you chayev to take a shvuas moda b'miksas? That's only if the claim against you was at least two mo'os kesef, which is a third of a dinar, and the amount that you admitted to was at least a shavar pruta worth a small copper coin. But if the taina against you was less than two mo'os kesef, or the amount that you admitted to was less than a shavar pruta, there is no chiyav shvuas moda b'miksas min haTorah. Instead, there is a chiyav shvuas hesed min haRabbanan, which is anytime somebody denies a claim made against him, the Rabbanan are mechayev that person to take a shvuas hesed. Now, the difference between a shvuas moda b'miksas min haTorah and a shvuas hesed, which is min haRabbanan, is that when somebody takes a shvuah min haTorah, he has to hold a sefer Torah or a tefillin in his hand at the time he takes the shvuah. As opposed to a shvuah hesed min haRabbanan, he does not have to hold a sefer Torah or tefillin in his hand at the time he takes the shvuah. Instead, the chazan haKnesset, the shamash of Beis Din, when he is mashpia that person, he would hold the sefer Torah or tefillin in his hand at the time the person takes the shvuah. Ben ein haHodah mimin haTaina pater. If what he admitted to was something other than the claim made against him, he would be pater from taking a shvuas moda b'miksas min haTorah. Instead, there would only be a chiyav shvuas hesed. Ketzad, what would be a case? Shtei kesef li b'yadecha. Somebody makes a claim against somebody else that he has two silver pieces which belong to him. Ein lecha b'yadi ela pruta pater. And the other guy says he only has a copper coin which belongs to him. He would be pater from a shvuas moda b'miksas in this case, as this is not a hodah mimin haTaina. He's not admitting to what was claimed against him. The other guy was claiming silver, and he was admitting to copper. Now, if the other guy was claiming two silver coins, and he admitted to a copper coin, he would be chayav a shvuas moda b'miksas, and that would be a hodah mimin haTaina. The other guy is claiming coins, and he is also admitting to coins, even though the other guy was claiming silver coins, and he was admitting to copper coins. But this case is talking about where the other guy is claiming two silver pieces, and he is admitting to a copper coin. This is not a hodah mimin haTaina. Shtei kesef upruta li biyadecha, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, chayav. But if he is claiming two silver pieces plus a pruta, a copper coin, and the other guy admits only to the pruta and denies the silver pieces, in such a case there would be a chiyav shvuas moda b'miksas, as this is a hodah mimin haTaina, as the other guy claimed against him also the pruta, and he admitted to the pruta. Marna li biyadecha, ein lecha biyadi. If somebody makes a claim against somebody else that he has 100 dinar which belongs to him, and the other guy totally denies it, his pater from a shvuas moda b'miksas, he would only take a shvuas hetes. Mana li biyadecha, ein lecha biyadi ela chamishim dinar, chayav. If the claim against him was 100 dinar and he admitted to 50 dinar, this is a classic case of shvuas moda b'miksas, and he's chayav to take a shvuah min haTorah. Mana la'aba biyadecha. Ein lecha biyadi ela chamishim dinar pater mipnei shehu kemeshiv aveda. Somebody whose father had died, and he makes a claim against somebody else that he has 100 dinar which had belonged to his father, and the other guy claims that he only has 50 dinar which belonged to the other guy's father. In such a case, he is pater from taking a shvua, as this is similar to somebody who is returning an aveda. As there is a rule, anytime somebody returns a lost object to somebody else, and the other guy claims that he did not return the full amount of the aveda, the person who returned the aveda is pater from taking a shvua. As the Rabbanan were afraid, if we are mechayev him to take a shvua, people will simply not want to return an aveda at all. So too, in this case, since the son is not making a definite taina, he's only saying, possibly you have money that belonged to my father. So the other person could easily deny it totally. And here he is admitting to having some of that money, that belongs to his father. In such a case, the Rabbanan do not want to force him to take a shvua, as if we force him to take a shvua, people would not return any of the money at all, since it could be easily denied, since the son is not making a tainus bari, he's not making a definite tainus, so therefore the person is prohibited from taking any type of shvua at all. Maseches Shvuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mana li biyadecha. Somebody makes a claim against somebody else that the other guy has 100 dinar which belong to him. Amar lo b'fnei Edim hein, and the other guy admits in front of Edim that he owes him money. L'machar amar lo t'neu li, the next day he said to return the money that belongs to me. Nisatib lach pater. And the guy claimed that he already returned the money. His pater from any type of shvuah deraisa over here, he would only have to take a shvuah tesis, which is mirabon. Ein lecha biyadi chayim. But if he now denies that he ever owed the other person money, in such a case, his chayim is to pay the money, and since he already admitted to owing the money, he cannot back out. Now we're talking about over here where at the time he admitted to owing the money, he said in front of the Edom, Atem Edah, that you should be my Edom, that I really do owe the other person money. In such a case, he can't back out. But if he did not say Atem Edah, then he could back out, as he could say, Meshata Hayiti Bach. I was kidding around with you. I don't really owe you the money. And sometimes people jokingly admit to owing somebody else money. But here, since he said Atem Edah, he cannot say he was joking. Now, even if after he denies it in front of Beis Din, he now said that he really did owe the money, just he returned it, he is no longer believed, even with the shvuah, that he already returned the money, as since he denied owing the money in front of Beis Din, he is huksak kafron. He is considered a liar, since he admitted it at one point, and now in front of Beis Din, he is denying it. He no longer has any nemanis, even with the shvuah, we would not believe him. Marna li biyadecha. Somebody makes a claim against somebody else that he owes them 100 dinar. Amar lo hein, and the other guy admits it. Al tineu li elevate. And he says, when you return the money to me, you should only return it in front of Edom. L'machar amar lo tineu li. The next day, the owner of the money tells the other guy to return the money that he owes him. Nisatev lach chay. And the guy says, I already gave it to you, shalo b'fnei Edom. I returned it to you not in front of Edom. He is not believed, and his chayiv to give the money mifnei shetzarech litna lo be'edim, since they made up that he should return the money in front of Edom, he is not believed that he returned the money shalom b'fnei Edom.